This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 104 for Friday, October 14th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Friday in choppy trade that saw prices bounce to both sides of unchanged throughout the day as participants adjusted positions ahead of the weekend. Canola down $9 to $11 at the final bell, November down $9.90 at $860.50 per ton. The contract had traded as high as $874 at one point today. Losses in the Chicago soy complex accounted for some spillover selling pressure in canola, with solid farmer deliveries into the commercial pipeline another bearish influence. However, canola does remain cheap compared to other oil seeds, with wide crush margins keeping end users on the buy side. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was also supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybean futures backed away from earlier gains as traders booked profits ahead of the weekend. November down 12 cents at 1383 and three quarters. Seasonal harvest pressure contributed to the declines as conditions remained relatively favorable across much of the Midwest. However, the losses came despite solid export demand. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 724,000 tons were in line with expectations, but large additional flash sales of nearly 400,000 tons to China and 200,000 tons to other unknown destinations were also reported this morning. Corn, it settled lower, pressured by soft export data and the advancing harvest. December down 8 cents at 689 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of only 200,000 tons of old crop and an additional 60,000 tons of new crop were below the low end of trade estimates. From a chart standpoint, the December contract traded within half a cent of the psychological $7 mark earlier today, but ran into resistance at that point and turned lower. Wheat ending down double digits across the board, correcting from yesterday's gains as prices continue to chop around in a sideways range. Minneapolis spring wheat down 23 cents in the December contract at $9.55 per bushel. Kansas City 30 cents lower in December at $9.52 and a quarter. Chicago wheat down 32 cents in December at $8.59 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 212,000 tons were at the lower end of expectations. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain at the forefront of the wheat market, with escalating Russian attacks over the past week raising concerns over grain movement. Declining production estimates out of Argentina were somewhat supportive as dryness there cuts into yield prospects. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.